on Sports Radio 810 WHB, the Interurban Lofts proudly present The Border Patrol with Stephen St. John and Nate Buchanan.
Good morning, my neighbors!
It's showtime!
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him. Just think of it. Three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run.
I have to recognize 73 because, I think my reasoning is that steroid era was not just Barry Bonds taking steroids and Sosa and McGuire and everybody else. How many of those pitchers that were pitching to them were taking steroids? We don't know that, right? I mean, nobody really knows all the names and the numbers and all that kind of thing. So I think, you know, listen, as much romantically as a New Yorker and as a Yankee, you know, kind of a Yankee fan as a kid, you know, would I like to recognize 62 as the record? Of course I would. But at the end of the day, you know, that steroid era was not just about the guys that are most publicized, in my opinion, for taking the steroids. We don't know half the people that probably were on the juice, right? So how many of those pitchers pitching to Bonds and listen, Clemens being one of them, right? I mean, you know, in that era, so to speak, right? So I have to recognize 73 as the record.
Come on.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. Why do I sound so funny? Is it just me? Today on the show, we'll talk to Buster Olney and Matt Derrick. And Gary Lezak and Gary Barnett. I sound okay to you?
Sound good over here.
See, you sound bad too.
Well, nothing you can do about that.
Yeah. Who else? Nick Leckie? Mike DePasquale, all that good stuff between now and 10 o'clock. So we see our friends from the Haunted Houses, the Edge of Hell, and the Macabre Cinema and the Beast. I'll be appearing, I think, at the Edge of Hell. I feel like I've been at the Edge of Hell for about 2 months now. But the actual Edge of Hell, when? Thursday night. Is that right? How's that sound? Yeah. Because I've got that Thursday night, and I'll be at the Hy-Vee on Berry Road Friday afternoon. And if you wonder where I've been under the weather. I've been dealing with some stuff. And then I'm going to be off for a while next week as well. And so I should probably tell people where I'm going to be. No.
Yeah.
Nah.
Sure you should.
Oh.
You're going to the Bahamas.
Yeah. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. No. I'm going to have back surgery on Monday morning. And so I don't know how long I'm going to be out. So
I was surprised to hear this back surgery going to be an outpatient thing?
I don't know now.
Okay.
That changed yesterday.
Okay.
What? There's a lot of new information that's been passed along to me. So the answer is I don't know.
Okay. Well, I hope that it fixes what's going on with you.
Yeah, it would be bad if it didn't. I hope so as well. So, I'll be at the University of Kansas Health System main campus where they have been wonderful so far to me. So, there you go. I was there yesterday for a while. And so they said, well, and then, while you're staying, you'll be able to have two visitors like staying. So I don't know, man. You know what? Here's the deal. It ain't up to me.
No,
I can't worry about that.
You got to follow the doctor's advice
on
that.
Once they knock me out,
yeah,
it's on them. It's in their hands.
And you don't want to rush anything when you get back. You got to make sure that the surgery, you know, does what it's supposed to. You don't mess anything up.
And then when I wake up, I'll either be watching Monday Night Football in the hospital or watching it at home. Either way, I'm good. You know.
Yeah.
Either way, someone will be taking care of me.
Hopefully the Chiefs will cruise to a victory over the Raiders and you won't have anything to stress out about.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And so this will be a couple of painful shows for me. And early today I realized that perhaps I'll be doing the show from home on Thursday and Friday. Because I'll get the equipment here.
There you go.
Because this was, this will be... Honest with you, this was not an enjoyable process this morning.
Getting here,
no. As you saw, who was in here setting up all the equipment and telling me to eat my banana and my orange.
Yeah.
So, what are you laughing at?
Reminds me of the old video game Donkey Kong Jr. You'll find bananas and oranges everywhere.
Yeah. They're good for you. I got to do, you know, so... Nobody wants to hear any more about this. I don't want to hear any more about this. I'm just letting people know so there's no mystery, you know?
Yeah.
This is, last time I was off the air when I had COVID and I was off the air for like 3 weeks and I was really sick, there's some kind of thread somewhere like Stephen St. John in contract dispute. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, am I? Wait. And I go, am I? And so, Lebo, am I in a contract dispute? And he said, no, I don't think so. I said, well, check around, ask around, and let me know.
According to the internet, you are.
And so I just don't want people to...
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that in a private meeting with you.
You know, hey, you got to tell the truth about stuff. So, and people know I've been dealing with a back issue. And so there you go. Fingers crossed. I'm excited. I want to get this taken care of and, no pun intended, get it behind me. So,
put these back problems behind you.
Yep. Yeah, the surgeon's got my back, so.
There you go.
Yes!
Jesus got my back.
We got your back here, too.
Thank you.
That's what I told you when you texted us that you were going to have surgery. You might need some coverage. I said, we got your back.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Right. That's exactly right. How about this Aaron Judge?
He hits a lot of home runs, doesn't he?
You're sick of it, aren't you?
I'm fine with it. There's some things about it that make me roll my eyes.
He's sick of it. Don't say you're fine with it. That's number 62. Yeah, you know how many American League hitters have hit more than that?
Zero.
That's right.
That's cool. That's a record. That's history.
It sure is.
I haven't really been watching any of the moments when it happened, but I've seen all the highlights.
How have you not?
Well, they certainly cut away every time he has an at-bat.
I was going to say that's pretty impressive if you've been able to avoid that.
I've seen a lot of the at-bats, not any of the ones that led to 61 or 62.
Right.
But I've seen the highlights.
Why do you roll your eyes at some of it?
Oh, all this clean home run record stuff and that makes me roll my eyes. Oh, the first guy clean 62.
How does anybody know? But like, why does it have to be that?
Yeah. Just how about,
you know what it is? It's an American League record.
Yeah.
And he's the single season American League home run champ. There's no debate about that.
Right. Right.
There's no dispute.
Right.
So
let's just leave it at that. You know,
he's hit more homers than anyone else ever in the American League.
Anyone in Yankee history, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the Babe Ruth and Roger Maris both played for that team, and he's got more home runs in a season. It's incredible what he's done. But I just, that part of it makes me just, it puts a sour taste in my mouth when I hear that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have not enjoyed this whatsoever. Did you enjoy the Pujols home run to chase the 700?
Yeah.
That's pretty historic.
Yeah, pretty cool.
How many times did that happen in your life?
Only what, once, right? Bonds would be the only one, right?
Were you live for Hank Aaron? No.
I don't think so. What year did Hank Aaron happen? I mean, I remember reading books and listening to used to listen to these baseball podcasts and, you know, talking about it. I don't remember what year Hank Aaron broke the record.
But I
don't remember it happening live. If I was alive, I wasn't old enough to know what was going on.
Yep. You were alive for Bonds.
I was. Yeah. That's cool. The Pujols thing is cool. Yeah.
You know, what about you, Marco? Do you care?
I care because it's going to be interesting to see what happens this offseason when contract negotiations start. I care because it's a guy that bet on himself this season.
But you've never seen anything like this?
No. This is the first.
So how old were you? How old were you when Sosa and McGuire, and those years? How old were you in '98?
One year old.
So you never?
No, not at all. No.
But you didn't you didn't care to watch it.
Could have been watching it with my parents, not knowing what was happening.
Right.
But no, this is the first time I've seen someone break a season home run record. But then I remember watching Bonds in my living room break the all-time one. But I think Pujols is the first Latin American baseball player to hit 700, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That one might be more historic, and I've been following that one closely than Judge's 62. I just like Albert Pujols. I like the way that he's played the game.
I think it's cool. They're both going to be in the postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
to be celebrated.
Tomorrow?
Are you excited about the postseason?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't think you like baseball right now.
Well, look, I will say that the Royals being, you know, terrible saps some of my enthusiasm for baseball
now. That's not baseball's fault. That's the Royals' fault.
I know. But it just, you know, it's like I'm certainly more interested in watching all the other teams in the NFL playoffs when the Chiefs are in the playoffs, you know, and it looks like they might go to the Super Bowl than I am when they're 2-14, you know.
You don't have to worry about that.
No, I don't have to worry about that. So I will say, yeah, a lot more of my focus is on the NFL right now and on college football because I bizarrely have a team that's worth watching in college football, you know. So my energy is just a lot more focused on that right now than it is baseball.
Let me ask you a question. So, are you more impressed by what Pujols has done this year, by what Aaron Judge has done this year, or by what Justin Verlander has done this year?
I mean, it's incredible what Verlander's done, that's for sure. I guess I would say probably what Judge has done.
What has Verlander done?
I saw that last night. Did he have the best ERA since, like, Pedro Martinez or something?
In 2020, pitched all of one game, six innings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in 2021. This year, he goes 18-4, the 1.75 ERA. Oh, boy. A .829 whip, 175 innings, 185 strikeouts, and 29 walks. Good God. But the fact you're referencing is Justin Verlander finishes the season with the second lowest ERA, 1.75, in the wild card era, behind only Pedro Martinez, who had a 1.74.
It's pretty amazing.
In some ways, I'm more impressed by that than by the home runs. In the wild card era, only one pitcher, Pedro Martinez, 1.74. And we look at that season as, you know, in terms of magnificence, right? A 1.75 ERA. At his age and what he's come back from, when some people thought his career was over.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I don't know. I think it's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
What's more impressive?
It's phenomenal. I mean, for Albert Pujols to be doing what he's doing at his age, too. And right. We thought he was done a couple years ago.
And then here's the fourth one. Is Ohtani more impressive than all three?
Yes, to me he is. To me, Ohtani is, he's the one guy that I've never, I don't think anybody's ever done what he's done.
And then look, I know we're down on baseball because the Royals made us that way. But my God, between Pujols and Ohtani, and what we've seen from Aaron Judge and Justin Verlander, those are some historic performances we've seen this year. And we get to see, well, we don't get to see Ohtani, but we get to see the other guys in the postseason. So
yeah.
I'll
definitely put the postseason on. I just will admit, like, I haven't been paying super close attention to the rest of baseball this year, you know?
Right.
Just because baseball is such a regional sport as it is, it feels to me like, you know, you kind of watch your team. I guess, you're into rotisserie baseball, so you got a closer eye on what the other guys are doing around the league. So
that's why I love Aaron Judge.
I'll probably learn a lot about these playoff teams while I'm watching the playoffs.
Right.
You know, kind of like I do in the NBA.
We will take a break back after this on WHB.
Oh, baby. All the pretty girls, all the pretty girls, all the pretty girls in the world, and the other girls too. But to me, you're pretty anyway, baby. You give me your number, I call you up. You act like you don't interrupt. I don't have no trouble with you, but I have a little problem with you not me. Baby, you know I'ma take care of you, cause you said you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad. For good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal. Put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having it in this.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. So
you couldn't get another, you won't get moist. If you wanna look good and
oh, that's better.
Yo, you better give me that money.
All right. Someone's been jacking with my knobs. As you notice, Nate is gone. Very interesting commercial break. As Nate pops up out of his chair, and what did he offer? What did he offer you?
Hey, I'm going to Quick Trip. You want some breakfast?
I'm like, where the hell are you going? He said, you want me to go here? You want me to go there? I said, I don't know. I mean, we're doing a show here. And so Nate has let it be known that he will not be a party to this segment with our friends from the haunted houses, the Edge of Hell, the Macabre Cinema, and the Beast. Because Nate knows that there's a chance there could be a spooky clown involved in the studio visit, and Nate does not like clowns. So Nate has removed himself from the situation. This is the first time you've had to deal with this. What do you? What's your reaction to how this has played out? What do you say here?
Hey, you do you, man.
What do you think?
About him being scared of clowns or him leaving?
Well, just, yeah, I'm him, you know. So much for facing your fears, but hey, I get it.
True.
I get it. I understand. But, you know.
I don't know what to think of it, to be honest
with
you.
Do you think this helps him overcome his fears?
Well, no, because he's not going to overcome it at sitting in the car waiting for them to leave.
We're just clowning around, you know? And so he did not like it because last time we did this, you know, so you're a big fan of the movies, right? Are you a fan of Chucky?
Yeah.
Chucky paid a visit.
Oh, no.
to the studio.
Yeah.
And so did a killer clown.
Oh, he didn't
like that. Nate did not like that at all. And then at one point, Nate hid under the stairwell until they left because we couldn't find him, and he ran off. And then we found out later on, because he wouldn't tell us where he was because mm-hmm. he said that's his hiding place from now on. We found out he was under the stairwell. And so, and you think I'm kidding. No, this is really, and they like, you know, they like Nate because what is their business at the haunted houses? To scare people. And they scare Nate, and that's their you know,
job well done.
That's their demographic. So I don't know what to tell you.
Isn't there a movie, a character from a scary movie that gets you like that?
Sure. But so look, I don't know if Nate will be back before 7 o'clock. I don't know if they'll try to wait him out. So
wait outside the building.
He left under the guise of, "Hey guys, let me go get you some. You want some breakfast? I said, I'll take some oatmeal if you can get some at Quick Trip." He goes, "What flavor?" I said, "Harvest nut." That's a real flavor.
Well, that was a tough nut to swallow.
What do you think of... you play fantasy football, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, this
too
is
much a, of it.
Right, this is a bigger deal in real football, but I was just... I was just saying to myself over the weekend, this might be the best or one of the best fantasy football teams I've put together as far as depth and as far as talent on my roster. And I'm off to a very fast, the competitive pricks off to a very fast 3-1 start. And then two of my running backs are Javonte Williams and Cordarrelle Patterson. Damn! So long, everybody. It was nice knowing you, but I have tremendous depth. But that's a kick in the balls to the Denver Broncos because I don't know how much you've been paying attention to the Broncos. I try to because that's a team in the AFC West. And their fans have been complaining that Javonte Williams should be getting more carries and should be the primary back and should not be splitting carries with Melvin Gordon. And Melvin Gordon, even though I think Javonte Williams had a bad fumble week one down around the end zone, I think Melvin Gordon now has four fumbles on the year, including a costly fumble that they did not recover in the past game. And so Denver fans have turned on him and have wanted Javonte Williams to be the guy. And now when it appeared after this last fumble, like, they okay, this is it. We've had enough of your fumbles. We're going to go with Javonte Williams. And he immediately tears his ACL, and he's out for the year. And so they've signed Latavius Murray off of the Saints practice squad, who had a pretty good game for the Saints over the weekend. He had 11 carries for 51 yards. And so now one of the strengths of Denver's football team, that 1-2 punch of Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon, is no more. And you never like to see anyone get hurt like that. And Williams, one of, I think, the most talented young running backs in football, tears his ACL, he's out for the year, and now it'll be Melvin Gordon. Boone is the other guy that's on the depth chart, but they go out and acquire Latavius Murray, who is a good vet, 32 years old, but still, he's got some miles on him, but he's good. I mean, he looked good over the weekend for the Saints, and so I don't care what it does to my fantasy team. I'm more concerned about how it affects the AFC West race, and that's just another thing that's gone the Chiefs' way. You know, you look at the injuries. The Chiefs have had some injuries, but nothing, knock on wood, devastating so far. But look at the devastating injuries the Chargers have suffered, and now the Broncos lose one of their playmakers for the year, and the Raiders they're just the Raiders, you know, and they're up next for the Chiefs. Back after this on WHB.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly...
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. A lot of things have happened over this past half hour or so. Nate was here. Nate has... Now, if you remember, we have Amber, Queen of Haunts, by the way, a very good friend of the show. Amber, if you remember a few years ago when Nate was here and Chucky was here, I believe, then.
Yes, he was.
And we had I know Cupcake is here. We're always happy to see Cupcake, but there was a different clown that apparently got too handsy with Nate, and so then Nate ran and he wouldn't tell us where he hid. We found out later he was hiding under the stairwell. and so now Nate has decided just to take it into his own hands, and he left.
Wow.
And so we think he's listening. Would you like to say anything to Nate?
Well, I miss Nate sitting there in that chair for sure.
We all do, really.
You know, it's it is Halloween season, and one does need to embrace their fears.
Right. And see, he's never going to get over this sitting in his car, do you think?
I don't think so. You know, you just need to take little doses at a time.
Cupcake, would you have been gentle with Nate had you had the opportunity?
Possibly.
Okay, see, possibly. See, so please introduce everyone we have here. Amber, Queen of Haunts. Who do we have in studio with
Absolutely.
Us?
Well, we're in the heart of America and right here where the Edge of Hell began in 1975. And that, of course, brings to mind the Rat Man. And Rat Man, we are now in 48th season of celebrating Halloween in Kansas City.
And he just put a rat in his mouth just to let people know what's happening?
Well, just a little bit,
right. You
know. And then, you know, came along Rat Brat.
Rat Brat.
Yes. And then we did bring a little friend for Nate, Cupcake, with her slithering little extra prop there.
Could is there any way that that Sandy Cohen could a good friend of ours, a good friend of the show, could he get up close here with Cupcake for a photo opportunity?
Well, sure, get in
Sandy,
there.
Come
Sandy,
come on in here.
Come on,
Marco.
He is brave.
Get the headset off, Marco. We'd like to have Rob Manning from sales. I'd like to see you guys in
good
here
morning,
and
interact. Good
morning, Sandy. Okay, Sandy, good morning. How are you, Sandy? You didn't expect this, did you?
I'm great.
You're filling in for Nate. Can you get up there and see what Cupcake has for you? That's Cupcake right there.
This is Cupcake?
Absolutely.
Oh,
there we go.
A little adornment, of course.
Right. How do you feel about that, Sandy?
It's unusual. I feel good, though.
There's a snake around Sandy's neck right now is what's happening. How about Marco? Marco, you're next. We'd like to see this. Come on in here.
Well, I mean, we didn't bring Medusa. This is just a small token of our appreciation of being on the show.
Well, that's all right. That's, you know, there's nothing, little things mean a lot. Here goes Marco's very confused by this. Now Marco appears to be uneasy. Marco, what do you say? Yeah, he has a warm neck. I've heard that from several people.
I hate snakes like Nate hates clowns.
Well, but here's the deal. What's he doing right now,
but
Amber?
But I'm so proud of you because you are facing your fears, and that's exactly what you've got to do to get past them.
See, he's right in here, and he's. See, you're facing your fears. I know your mother's watching right now. She's got to be so proud of you here with this gigantic snake and cutting right. You really conquered
enormous.
This. And so I've mentioned I'm going to be down at the haunted house at the Edge of Hell tomorrow night from 7 until 10 o'clock. I'm excited because how many years have we been doing this?
Oh, my gosh.
Forever?
A very long time.
And so, you know, my 13-year-old twins, they've always come down to the you know, Edge of Hell with me or Macabre Cinnamon or The Beast whenever I do these remotes, right?
Absolutely.
And so Selena has always been excited by it. She does the remotes. I mean, she's actually gone through the Edge of Hell and Macabre Cinema in the past. Julia has never gotten out of the car. She's always been enjoyed these from afar.
Yes.
And then one time she ran in there and the giant werewolf chased her and then she got under the table and she wouldn't come out for the rest of the remote. And so now the twins are going to come down on Thursday when I'm there and they're going to bring some friends and they're going to go through for the first time for Julia and the first time as twins with her friends. And we're going to take pictures and put it on social media because this is a big deal.
That's
one of my favorite things growing up. Going to haunted houses with my friends.
And it's definitely a coming of age. And look at the difference between the twins just in their personalities.
Right.
And that one was ready and one wasn't. And that's really how people are. And it's a coming of age. It's a tradition here in Kansas City. And Halloween is just one of these amazing holidays to get out and step outside of, you know, who you are. Dress up. Have a little fun. Trick or treat. Enjoy the haunted attractions and this amazing weather.
Okay. So tell people, right, the amazing weather. What can they expect this year when they come down and go to The Beast, The Edge of Hell, and Macabre Cinema?
Well, I think what's interesting about Kansas City and the haunted attractions and the tradition that we bring forth is the fact that our themes remain the same, but they change within. So the Edge of Hell is all about facing your fears. Nate, good job. In regards to if you walk on the edge, you're going to encounter these sorts of demons, snakes, vampires. And it's really claustrophobic. So it all depends on what your phobia is, which haunted attraction will... you know, provoke the most or you have the most fun. The Beast is all about time travel and that the true beast lies within man himself. And so the live alligators, the swamp, Jack the Ripper's London, the werewolf forest, these are all things that you encounter in The Beast. And then we go to our nod to Hollywood, which is Macabre Cinema.
My favorite.
And it's really about how you watch that first horror movie, the music, how it made you feel, and it's bringing all that back. So you're in a haunted 1930s movie theater. You go through the slit in the screen, and then you're the victim inside the movie sets. So, you know, are you a Jamie Lee Curtis? What is your reaction?
And see, like, people look at the preview of the trailer for the new Halloween movie.
Yes.
And they, what morons are going to go see that? Me. Because I love those movies. And so Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Jason,
yeah,
all of the favorites, right?
You know, and Macabre was built in 2007. It's definitely a charity aspect for us. We work with all the local middle schools, high schools for Don't Be a Monster and talking about anti-bully tactics. October is anti-bully month, and we're really working on that. I'm sure that there's a few sports fans that, you know, could work on that too online,
sure.
You know, if we aren't winning. But the good news is we're winning across the state. The Chiefs, the Wildcats, KU, we've got it all.
And you're very excited about Kansas State. Would you like to share that with us, please?
Well, I am a little excited about Kansas State because I have twins as well. As you know, we've been around our kids for a long time together. And both Dylan and Drake are on the team for the Wildcats. So we're all KSU.
How crazy is that? So you've been, I saw on Facebook, you've gone to, the games and you had to invest basically in an entire new purple wardrobe, right?
I did. The good news is I love purple.
See, but you're doing it right. There's nothing wrong with it. That's a great color, right? That's a great color.
It's an
on
amazing
you.
Color, yes. And so we're just, you know, and also just being, I think what's amazing about Kansas State and why the boys chose to go there, it was coming home for us, but also it's an incredible family atmosphere, and that's what we're about.
So would any of our special guests like to say anything, give any shout-outs? On
well,
the microphone
I mean,
between
yeah.
Rat Man
yeah.
and Cupcake. Would anyone like to step up to the microphone, invite people down to see them at the
Macabre
Come on
Cinema?
Down. Come see us at Macabre Cinema.
And you'll
we'll
be there?
Tear the pants off you.
Whoa, hold on here. I've been promised that before, Cupcake. Now, hold on. And so, Cupcake, you'll be there, right? If someone comes to look for you. And we always can look for Rat Brat and Rat Man anywhere.
At the edge of hell.
Right? Mm-hmm. Out there. And so what I like, too, also... is there are things to do outside of going in, like if you want to go and enjoy, you have street performers.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of fun characters on the street as well, if you're too afraid to go in.
No, but even after, like, if you go through and after you go through, there's things to do and to hang out and have some fun.
Yeah.
It's a great atmosphere. Yes,
we
sir.
We also have some escape games that are open down the evenings also, so if you're waiting in line and then you decide, well, I don't want to wait. I want to do something while I wait. You could go to an escape game.
You got escape games down there.
That's right, inside The Beast.
Nate would have won that one, wouldn't he? He escaped from the studio before you guys got up here.
He would have.
We have 4 tickets to give away, Rob. What do we have? Rob from sales is hiding from us right now. With to The Edge of Hell, Macabre Cinema. What are we giving away here? Macabre Cinema. See, Rob is right on top of his game right here. So 4 passes to give away to Macabre Cinema. 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810, caller number 8, and you'll get to go to Macabre Cinema on us and have it's an awesome time. It's a great Kansas City tradition to enjoy the West Bottoms right under the 12th Street Bridge and go to all 3 of them and figure out which one's your favorite.
Absolutely.
And so what else, anything else, any other special events coming up or anything else we need to know for people to come down there and have some fun? Besides coming to see me, tomorrow night from 7 until 10 o'clock at the Edge of Hell.
Absolutely. I think once we get into October, one of the things to remember is that Thursdays and Sundays are cheaper, so you can go on Thursday and Sundays and save money. Just check out our Facebook page. And that Saturdays are always a little bit more busy, so just be prepared to wait in line if that's the day you choose to come.
Right, and you get those VIP tickets, plan ahead so that's you right. don't have to wait in line, right?
Perfect.
And there's food down there. There's fun. They've got cupcakes, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, and also, you know, make sure you wear comfortable clothing. You're going to be going down a 5-story slide or a 4-story slide or jumping out of a building. There's lots of fun activities, of course.
So no heels, nothing like that?
Well, I wouldn't think so.
Right. Cupcake, any final words for all the people listening across Kansas City right now?
Come down if you think you can survive.
Oh, boy. Rat Man, thank you. It's always good to see you. Rat Brat, always great to see you as well. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. You guys will all be there. And, of course, Amber, Queen of Haunts, we love having you in studio.
Thanks for having me. Screams and laughter.
I know you're bitterly disappointed that Nate's not here. And
I
so,
am. Nate, yeah. come on.
What kind right. of cars he got?
Yeah? What? it's an SUV. He's got a new, what kind of SUV is it? It's a Ford SUV, so I don't know, maybe. You're gonna hear this, the tires screeching off right here. All right. Thank you very much again to Amber, Queen of Haunts. We have Cupcake. We have Rat Man and Rat Brat. So come and see me tomorrow night from 7 until 10 o'clock at the Edge of Hell right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We just had a little photo shoot with our friends from The Edge of Hell, Macabre Cinema, and The Beast. Let me see if we can get this here. How quickly can you put something on TV if I send it to you, Marco?
We'll find out.
You're fast. And so we have a wonderful picture of Cupcake. It seemed like you and Cupcake kind of hit it off. I'm not suggesting anything, certainly, but seemed like you guys got along pretty well. But Cupcake kept putting her snake on you, which that's literal. That's not code for anything. And then Rat Man and Rat Brat both put their rats on Marco, as Cupcake put her snake on Marco. And Marco was a little uncomfortable, but you faced it and you did it. And I feel like another step in your initiation here on the Border Patrol has been completed. Coming up, we'll talk to Buster Olney. We'll talk to Matt Derrick, Gary Lezak, Gary Barnett, Mike DePasquale, Nick Leckie. Now, I sent you that picture. Let's put that up there. What do you keep shaking for? What do you got?
I can feel that snake on my neck still.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Ah, oh, damn it.
Hit that. Clip that. I use that on a later date. How did it... So, do you really have a thing with snakes?
Yeah, I hate them. I wish they would all die.
Well, that's impossible. The rats didn't bother you?
No. I had cousins who had a pet rat.
So, you're good with the rats?
Yeah.
But the snakes, you didn't like that?
No, I didn't like the snakes.
When I worked at the zoo, I used to have to handle snakes, so I got over my fear of snakes. I had to feed the snakes and handy up... Handle snakes. I used to have to handle snakes back in college. So. Oh, whatever. Who won the passes to go to the haunted houses?
Scott.
Scott! Congratulations, Scott. We're very happy for you. So, did you get that picture? Put that up on the TV. You like that one, don't you? Huh. Well...
I'm working on it. I'm glad Cupcake was there. That's the type of person you want when dealing with snakes. Cupcake.
Cupcake wasn't bad. You think Nate should have been that scared?
No. Cupcake was sweet.
Cupcake was so gentle with everyone. So that's what we're looking for.
And her laugh. Very. That's what you want in a haunted house character.
Right.
Where's this photo at?
Might have emailed it to you. Hell, I don't know. I'm all looped up on back pills. I don't know what I sent to you. I sent it to you.
I know you did.
There.
I'm getting it. Hold on. It's got a number name, not a name.
Right. That's fine.
Oh boy.
Also, thought this was interesting. A couple of tweets you sent me over the past couple of days. Oh yeah. Okay. Here's the picture of Marco with the snake and rats. The rats on his shoulders. Cupcake, looking. Staring longingly at you, Marco. I think maybe. And then handing you her snake. So I think you should be very impressed by that.
When Nate gets back, I'm gonna need him around the board so I can go change.
Let's can we play from the Rich Eisen show, Patrick Mahomes? Can we play the first part of this? Patrick Mahomes was asked about that crazy spin move touchdown flip to Clyde Edwards-Helaire on Sunday night and how his relationship has grown with Andy Reid. Here is the Patrick Mahomes on the Rich Eisen show.
Use Patrick for that play where you flip it up to Clyde Edwards-Helaire after you pull a couple of Houdini moments to keep a play alive, and you know you're running out of real estate on the right side of the sideline, and you see him open, and you kind of shoot a free throw. Can you put me and the rest of my listeners and viewers in your shoes to walk us through what's going through your mind? Is it all instinctive? What is it, Patrick?
Yeah, well, at the time, the first thing was I wanted to make sure I beat the defensive end around the edge to give our guys a chance to make a play, and I ended up getting past him. Then I was running, and I was going to run and try to score, but Devin White's fast enough that he kind of cut me off, and I did the spin move, and I remember the spin move kind of made me kind of say, oh, mate, wait, I can still throw the football. And so then once I spent and I saw Clyde, I just tried to get it out as quickly as possible, knowing that I was real close to the line of scrimmage there.
Look, it's amazing so early in his career that we have so many different plays to debate on, you know, what his most spectacular play was, what's our favorite play, the most impressive play, however you want to phrase it. I still go back to this. The best play I've ever seen him make, the most exciting, the most impressive, however you want to call it, was the run right before halftime in the AFC Championship game against the Tennessee Titans. Not only was that run spectacular, it gave the Chiefs the lead, and I think everyone in the stadium, including every member of the Tennessee Titans, knew when he got in the end zone, the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. This dude ain't letting anything else happen today except the Chiefs win and the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl. Mahomes is going to make it happen. So toss that around in your head, Marco, and I want you to tell me what, in your opinion, is the most impressive or more spectacular play so far that you've witnessed in Patrick Mahomes' young career. For me, it's the run against the Titans in the championship game, but that was one of them right there. That was incredible. I was shrieking. I was screaming when I watched it, and I don't even know if that's top five for him. And it was marvelous. We'll take a break. Back after this on WHB.